This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Historians say that participants in the first Thanksgiving weren't just eating turkey. The Wampanoag Indians and colonists probably ate eels, clams, lobsters, and mussels. All that seafood sounds a little like a meal we could have here in the Pacific Northwest. We wanted a Northwest-inspired Thanksgiving menu designed by an expert, so we turned to Lynn Rossetto Casper, the host of The Splendid Table, heard on KUOW Sundays at 3 p.m. Now, tomorrow on Thanksgiving morning, we'll be airing a special where Lynn takes questions from callers about how to make the best Thanksgiving meal possible. But we wanted to ask her about Northwest angles. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
We have a bounty of food particular to the Northwest. What are some ideas for people to think about for their Thanksgiving meal with what we have here?
Well, you know, maybe you want to give up the turkey. And I have a feeling in where you are that the idea of salmon instead of turkey is not, you know, a whole new idea. But if you're going to look at a whole seafood feast, you could just go right down a list of great dishes that you could pull off, some ahead, some get some friends, you know, involved, and you can do some things the last minute, and you could have a blast. And with what you have there, the combination of the influences from the Pacific, it could just be great. It probably is great. I may be bringing coals to Newcastle here.
Well, give us some thoughts on how to prepare that salmon if one decides to go for that rather than the turkey this year.
Well, there's one thought that I have because John Willoughby, who's a man who has tremendous expertise in cooking meat and fish and was one of the editors at Gourmet Magazine, John talked to us about a technique that's been around for a very long time, and it's called smoke roasting. And the idea is that you get your grill going. You have a two-part grill. You have a few coals scattered on one side and maybe a couple of layers of coals on the other. So you have a cool side and a hot side. And you want a fairly large grill for this. Measure the grill before you go out and buy a side of salmon. And you could do, of course, more than one side, depending on how many people you have. And the idea is that you're going to double up a big sheet of foil, poke holes in it with a pencil or something about that size. And you're going to season the salmon, oil that foil really, really generously, and you're going to put it over medium-hot coals, and you'll have been soaking some sort of wood. And I know you have alder wood coming up, you know, out of the kazoo where you are, but, you know, think apple wood, cherry wood, peach wood, that kind of thing. The point is that you're going to have soaked about 2 cups maybe of the actual wood, and that gets put on the fire. And so the smoke is going up through those holes, and you've taken the foil and just gently cupped it around the salmon. And you want to cook the salmon slowly. So for every inch, figure about 10 minutes. I mean, every inch of thickness. Figure about 10 minutes. Keep the fire low, but keep it going. After about 30 minutes, you may want to replenish the fire. And the other thing that's interesting that John maintains, and I really agree when it comes to grilling, we tend to use too many coals. He says nothing bigger than a shoebox worth of coals. And if you can use the wood charcoal as opposed to the briquettes, you know, that are formed with all kinds of petroleum products, all the better. So that's one of the great things. And to season this, what I love to do is something that's sort of a combination of East and West, a little bit of olive oil, a bit of vinegar, and it can be a cider vinegar or a wine vinegar, and a tad of soy sauce, and lots of lemon zest and a bit of lemon juice, and just a touch of brown sugar. And you would rub that into the salmon maybe even a half hour before you cook it, and then put that in there. And it can be delicious. Now, here's the real trick, though, that John didn't do, but it's something I love. You know the great sushi that's done with crispy salmon skin?
Yeah.
You know how wonderful it is? Like eating a better potato chip? Well, you can slip the skin off of that cooked salmon, put it off on the side, take another piece of foil that you have already generously oiled with some salt and pepper, lay the skin on there, and let it crisp over that fire. And then break that up. When you put the salmon out on a platter, break it up over the salmon. It would be just fabulous. Really wonderful.
Lynn Rossetto Casper, host of The Splendid Table, is giving us some tips on a Pacific Northwest-inspired Thanksgiving dinner. Let's turn to another Northwest delicacy that we're particularly fond of, and I don't know if you can find it anywhere else. And I'm talking, of course, about Dungeness crab. I'm inclined to just spread out a newspaper, get a couple of fresh Dungeness crabs, and go at it on the table and eat it like that. But do you have any thoughts for someone who would want to get a little bit fancier? Because it is, after all, Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving, and I'm always thinking about a starter that can be served at room temperature or chilled. And what might be really interesting is to do something with mussels and crab. Okay? Steam your mussels a day ahead, a little white wine, or if you want to, do them maybe with a combination of citrus juice and garlic and, you know, again, a bit of oil, shallots. But the point is, cook it ahead, chill it, all right? Loosen them on their shell, put them on the half shell, drizzle just a little bit of a simple sauce of a little teeny bit of sour cream, lots and lots of dill, and some vinegar, a very tiny bit of vinegar. You just want a hint, okay? And you just put a little drop on each salmon that's sitting on its half shell. And then what you do is you take cooked Dungeness crab, you know, that you've picked. And that gets mixed with a little bit of that sour cream as well and a few capers. And put this out where you have a pile of the crab sitting on just a very small little piece of lettuce, okay? And next to it, just on the plate, is the half shell of mussel. And it goes around like a little sunburst. And you only need maybe four mussels and four little tiny mounds of crab. You don't want people to fill up. But you can do that all ahead, cover it, have it waiting in the fridge. And then it just goes out on the table when everybody sits down.
Lynn Rossetto Casper of The Splendid Table, thanks for giving us some ideas for a pure Washington State Thanksgiving. And if you missed any of this, check it out at our website. You can listen over to it. Also, you'll be able to hear Lynn on Thanksgiving morning giving specific advice for Thanksgiving. But we wanted to get her to give us a tailored version for the Northwest. Thank you so much.